Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg visits us once a month to talk about great music locally, nationally, world music, everything in between. And we start off with someone who's playing right across the street tonight at WAMC's Linda, Richard Schindel.
Right. A great singer-songwriter. First time I saw him was many, many years ago. I think it was a concert at the Academy of Holy Names. He was opening for Jim Gaudet, who plays around with his band, the Railroad Boys. So this is going to be kind of fun because Richard's headlining tonight at the Linda, and Jim Gaudet is going to open for him. Actually, it's one of Jim's rare solo appearances, be leaving the Railroad Boys behind. But they'll also both be joined by Sarah Milanovich from Daisy Cutter on fiddle. So it should be a really special night. Highly recommend it. And just to get your whistle wet, here's a bit of the song Your Guitar from Richard Schindel's new album, Careless.
On an airplane, way down to Patagonia, so far south, she's never been. Change of season in a cold desert wind, she must be wondering what kind of trouble she's in. But just look at her, she's beautiful.
Your Guitar from Richard Schindel, who plays at the Linda tonight, right across the street from WAMC at Central and Quail in Albany. Well, God, it's been over, what, 30 years since Till Tuesday, and voices carry, but Amy Mann has been very busy since then, and she continues to be a very busy and good musician.
Oh, yeah. You know, she was the MTV days of Till Tuesday, you know. Still gets her recognition, but one of my favorite things that she did was that was it 1999 film Magnolia, Paul Thomas Anderson's film. Mm-hmm. She did almost all the soundtrack for that movie. That was wonderful, and she's put out a whole bunch of really fine solo albums on her own Super Ego Records label. She's playing the Egg on Tuesday, April 25th, Jonathan Colton will be opening the show. And here's some of I Can't Get My Head Around It from her 2005 album, The Forgotten Arm.
This is just not the way.
Amy Mann, I Can't Get My Head Around It. She'll be at the Egg in Albany Tuesday, April 25th. You know, I have to admit it, that the first time I heard Pet Sounds, everybody was talking about what a great album it was, and it supposedly led the Beatles to create Sgt. Pepper. The first time I heard Pet Sounds, I didn't get it. Then I listened again, and now I get it. It takes a while. It is such a unique and, unusual album, especially for when it came out. And the author, the real talent behind the album, Brian Wilson, brings it to the Palace Theater in Albany on Wednesday.
Right. It's the 50th anniversary tour, which he launched last year, and in fact played Tanglewood, I think, early last summer. But the tour is still going strong, and it is a fabulous, fabulous album, and it's got, you know, great songs on it, including Wouldn't It Be Nice, and
Sloop just, John B., a few others.
Yeah, you know? so many really good songs. And Brian Wilson has a fabulous band with him. I'm not, you know, Brian's not always on the money, let's say.
Yeah.
But it's a fabulous band. And if you love Pet Sounds and love the Brian Wilson end of the Beach Boys history, you're going to love this show. So here's a bit of from Pet Sounds, the classic Pet Sounds. Here's Caroline No by the Beach Boys.
Ryan Wilson brings the Pet Sounds album to the Palace Theater, 50 years anniversary of the Pet Sounds album, regarded by many as one of the great albums of rock and roll. You can hear it in person, Brian Wilson at the Palace Theater in Albany. Now a couple of real folk music legends coming to town.
Yeah, and that's the problem. I mean, I guess we should be grateful to have problems like this, but
yeah.
Two great, great blues-centric folk performers from the Boston folk scene back in the 60s, Jeff Muldaur and Tom Rush, are both coming to town this month. Unfortunately, they're both on the same night, so you're going to have to pick and choose. Jeff Muldaur is going to be up at Cafe Lena on Friday, April 28th, and he got he did a couple of solo albums. They joined the Jim Queskin Jug Band, the original lineup there. Then went on to play with Paul Butterfield's band, Better Days, and did some duo albums with his then wife, Maria Muldaur, and then a great string of solo albums in more recent years. Here's one, an old Vera Hall song called "The Wild Ox Moan" from his album, "The Secret Handshake."
Jeff Muldaur, The Wild Ox Moan from the album The Secret Handshake, Cafe Lena, Saratoga Springs, Friday, April 28th. Also, Friday, April 28th, and you got to make a choice.
Yeah.
Tom Rush at the Eighth Step.
Yeah, Tom Rush, again, a legend from the 60s folk scene. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he had perhaps the initial recording of an instrumental that Jeff Muldaur wrote called Mole's Moan. They were both on Prestige Records for their early solo albums, and Tom Rush is a good songwriter, but an even better interpreter of songs. And it was his classic album Circle Game introduced the world to three unknown songwriters, namely Joni Mitchell, Jackson Brown, and James Taylor. So, he's got great taste. Here's Merrimack County from Tom Rush's album, Wrong End of the Rainbow.
Far away in yesterday, I'm going home to the Merrimack County and find the grass that hides my grave.
Tom Rush will be at the Eighth Step at Proctor's on Friday, April 28th. And I know that Greg Hames of Nippertown.com will be back in about a month or so. Nippertown.com, a great website. I highly recommend it. And Greg will see you in about 1 month's time.
Why, thank you, Brian. I'll see you then.
I was born to the rainbow.